Okay, everybody, we're going to start with a 10-minute parsha, and then the rabbi is going to move into the Gemara. For the parsha, you should have a one-page outlined source sheet. Okay, so welcome to the inaugural Thursday night shiur. I want to thank Shlomo Akoka for organizing this, spearheading this. This was a grassroots program, as well as to thank Jake and Karen Adelevitz for sponsoring in memory of Jake's parents, Leah Basav Eliyahu ben Ab and Leah Basav Avram, and a refuah shleima to all those who need a refuah. Okay, so in this week's parsha, we have the parsha of the Torah addresses the mitzvah of Ner Tamid in the Mishkan. If you look at source number one, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael b'ichuei lacha shemen zayit zach kasis lamaor la'los ner tamid. So command the Jewish people to take for yourself some pure oil and make a ner tamid. So the Mefarshim deal with the fact that this is actually repeated. So we actually did this in Parshas Truma once before, and there doesn't seem to be much additional aspects said in Parshas Emor. So if you look in source number two, in Parshas Truma, it basically says the same thing with minor variations. Why is it repeated? What's the lesson? We'll save that for another time. But what I want to focus on tonight is the word choice. So why is it that in most of the times when Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael something, what word is used? Right?
Vayomer.
Vayomer, Vayidaber. Right? Here we have tzav. What is the significance of tzav? It's not very common. Command. So why is it that we deviate from the normal vayidaber or vayomer and go with tzav? So if you look in source number three, the Sifra, the Medrash points out tzav. There's three lessons here. Really, one with two subtitles to it. Tzav ein tzav ella zeros. Tzav is meant as an added encouragement, enthusiasm. There's something here that we need to emphasize. Miyad uledoros, meaning that this is something that's relevant now as well as in future generations. Amar Rav Shimon b'Yoser, kol makom sheyesh bo chesar kis. And it also says tzav whenever there's anything dealing with money. Meaning, tzav means zeros. Tzav means that there's something going on here that we would think that you wouldn't follow this as easily as you might follow other mitzvahs. So there's two things that would make us think that we wouldn't follow it. Number one, we could all understand if it has to do with money, all of a sudden all of our defenses go up. I can't do it. I can't deal with this. It's nothing to do with me. Pass it on to the next person. So Moshe has to go and say, and Hashem has to say, tzav. You should have a zero, an extra emphasis here. And the second aspect is miyad uledoros. What is the fact that this is not just something for now, but something for future generations have to do? Why does that need a tzav? So I think we all can relate to this in the sense that, you know, a one-time thing I can do. Long-term commitments we all sort of shy away from. So the Torah is saying here that this is a ner tam, it's something that's going to happen. Miyad uledoros, forever. You need an extra zeros. You need some extra encouragement and some extra emphasis from Moshe. Hint, hint to the weekly shir. Okay, so why is this mitzvah considered miyad uledoros in contrast to other Mishkan-related mitzvahs that don't use the word tzav? So what's special about the Ner Tamid that it gets tzav, that there's some eternal aspect to it? So if you look in source number four, the Medrash HaGadol says, Afal pi shachar v'mikdash u'batlu aneros, even though the mitzvos that are related to the Beis HaMikdash are no longer applicable, and there's no more neros that we have there, harei batei kinesios u'batei midrashos shemadlikim behen. So we do light candles, we do have a ner tamid in shuls. V'hei nikram mikdash mat, that's considered a mini mikdash, and it quotes the pasuk in Yechezkel that all shuls are considered a mikdash me'at. So the message of the Ner Tamid is that it's eternal and for the here and now. For us here tonight at Kingsway, for this Thursday night shiur, the Ner Tamid is miyad uledoros. No matter where or when you are, the message of the Ner Tamid is relevant. The question is, what is the message of the Ner Tamid? Okay, so I understand we need some extra encouragement, we need some extra enthusiasm, we need some extra emphasis, but what is the actual message that we need to internalize? So for that, look in source number five. If you contrast the fact that when in source number one it says, V'ichu elecha, That should raise our eyebrows a little bit, because usually we're used to the language, like in source number 5, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, v'chu li trumo. When Hashem talks, says, take for me. Here it says, v'chu elecha, take unto you, take for yourself. Why the contrast? What is it about the Ner Tamid that Hashem switches from the take for me to the take for you? So if you look in source number 6, it's a very fascinating medrash, which basically gives four different examples where God says, this Ner is not for me. I don't need this light. The first bullet point here is that I created the sun and I have more suns and there's more stars and I don't need this light, and you doing it adds no light to me. This is not for me. This is for you. Lo tzivisi ela lizchusecha. Right, this is for you. And the second bullet point is that I created, I have lightning. I don't need your ner tamid. The third bullet point is I was able to create light from darkness in the, if you think about your eye, the Medrash says, your eye, the light of your eye comes through the darkness, comes through the black part, the pupil. So Hashem says, I don't need your light. And number four, I created light in the first place, I don't need your light. So v'chu elecha means that I don't need this. This is for you. So why is this for you? So if you look in source number 7, the Abar Vanel says, it's really a message to Moshe. L'fisha Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom haya nichnas b'chol eis el HaKodesh. So Moshe had to go into the Mishkan all the time. L'chen amar b'chu elecha, take this, make this light for yourself. Rotze lomar ki hine zesh yeh l'to'alasecha shetira b'hachnasecha shama ime yosa ha-mitzvah l'doros. You need to see. Right? This is for you. This is just so you can be able to navigate your way through the Mishkan. But let's sort of broaden it a little bit. Look at source number 8. The Meshech Chachma says that also, coming off the same point, B'chu Elecha, this isn't for Hashem, this is for Moshe. So he says, Yitachin al pi divrei the Ibn Ezra says, B'parsha ba'aloscha, Sha'af al pi sha'amru, even though it says, Kol dibro shenidaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, lo haya elo b'yom. So Hashem only spoke to Moshe by daytime. Shenemar b'yom, diber Hashem al Moshe. Hashem spoke to Moshe only during the day. Why is that? Why would Hashem only speak to Moshe during the day? Because the daytime symbolizes clarity of thought, the daytime symbolizes a good mood, nighttime symbolizes darkness, nighttime symbolizes sadness, nighttime symbolizes some level of depression, and Hashem can't communicate to Moshe Rabbeinu in that dark state. So therefore Hashem only spoke to Moshe when? During the daytime. But here's the chab. We give you a ner tamid, so now what can you do? The ner tamid serves as a light for Moshe Rabbeinu to communicate with Hashem, even at nighttime. So this Ner Tamid symbolizes that we can light up even the dark places. We can light up even when we're sad, even when we're down, even when we're confused. The Ner Tamid serves as our guiding light. If you flip the page to... Oh, sorry, you don't flip the page. I flip the page. You guys stay on the same page. There's no double-sided. We skip from source 8 to number 10. Why did we skip from source 8 to number 10? Because I forgot number 9. No, because 7, 8, 9. Okay, there you go. I forgot it. Okay, so source number 10, there is no source number 9, I just skipped the number. So source number 10 gives us a little bit more of a picture of what this Ner represents. So the Ner represents, I'm going to do it outside to save some time. In the first part, the Ner represents Talmud Torah, that when you learn, it protects you. The second part of this is that the Ner represents mitzvos. When we do mitzvos, that lights up for us, that protects us. And number 3, the Ner represents chesed and tzedakah, and all mitzvos, that they protect us. And I encourage you to read that on your own later if you have some time. But the main point here is that the light of studying Torah and doing mitzvot protects us from spiritual and psychological darkness. It makes our lives more guided and more meaningful. Mitzvot are like fire, and this is my mother's favorite Dvar Torah, in the sense that when you light a fire, so when you light another fire from your fire, you don't lose anything from the original fire. So when you do mitzvot, and when you do chesed, and when you learn Torah, you don't lose anything from yourself. You stay as strong as you are. So in conclusion, I believe the message of the Ner Tamid is the message for us, miyad uledoros, that we need extra zeros, we need some extra push and encouragement for a long-term commitment, like a Thursday night shir. But we should remember that the benefit is not for Hashem, the benefit's not for our friends, the benefit is for Elecha, it's for us. The light of the Torah that we learn should give us clarity, improve our mood, and provide us with meaning. And may the light we get for ourselves tonight help us inspire others without any cost to ourselves.